Hello, Misty Mejia here, CEO of Theater of Public Speaking, with this week's newsletter. If you've ever felt anxious, you know how it can manifest physically. A quivering voice, closed off body language, avoiding eye contact, distracted conversation, rambling responses are just a few of the signs. In the professional space, there are moments we may need to comfort and conceal that self-doubt. However anxiety manifests for you before going into a meeting or professional setting, there are certain things we may do to feel prepared and confident, whether that means putting on that special occasion blazer or coming in with notes prepared. Beyond those helpful rituals, there are also powerful body language tricks you can employ to not only trick your mind out of its anxiety, but to simultaneously relay your engagement and intelligence in that space. As Jessica Stillman shares in Inc., psychologist at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business, Dana Carney explains, when we appear engaged with, stimulated by, or connected to what others are saying and doing, it tends to reflect our intelligence and shapes others' perceptions of how smart we are. With so much of our meetings taking the virtual route, these tricks become increasingly important. So how do you seem more engaged and therefore more confident? Carney recently published an article that runs through the most useful research-validated body language tricks every leader or upcoming leader should know. Here are her findings. One, lean in. The more you lean in literally towards the screen to another person as you are talking, the more intelligent you seem and tend to be. Two, nodding along. Nodding your head yes as people speak is another indication of your interest and engagement, and thus your intelligence. Number three, verbalize your interest. Affirmation paralinguistic utterances such as yes, and also signal and reflect intelligence. In moments where anxiety holds us captive and becomes the captain of our mind ship, these communication strategies change the way anxiety manifests on the outside while also easing the anxiety of the person in front of you. With that said, I want to remind you your anxiety is not only normal, but also a beautiful strength. Research shows us, as detailed by the New York Times, that anxiety improves performance, breeds conscientiousness, and helps you both recognize the problem and pushes you to plan for various outcomes. This is strength in our most vulnerable emotions. Now you have some more tricks to embrace that wonderful power. With so much love, don't forget to unmute yourself.